The Libyan assets frozen during the civil war included crates full of money. Before the uprising began, Muammar Gaddafi ordered the printing of $1.5 billion worth of banknotes from a British company. Delivery of that Libyan cash was blocked as the uprising began. Yesterday, the money started to flow. The British Air Force flew in crates of cash worth more than $227 million. The cash will be used to pay public workers and replenish ATMs. Even as they try to distribute money, Libya's new leaders are hoping to collect weapons. Before the uprising began last February, few Libyans were allowed to carry a weapon. Even those in the military had restricted access. Now, officials say almost every Libyan has a gun. And that reality could threaten Libya's stability, as NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from the rebel capital of Benghazi.
At a checkpoint on the western edge of the city, Ibrahim Najam holds his Kalashnikov as he and several friends board their ride to the front. The 29-year-old engineer says he's had this gun since joining the fight in February. Like many of the weapons here, he got it from Gaddafi's troops when he and others drove them out earlier this year. His Kalashnikov never leaves his side, but Najam says he'll have no problem giving it up if asked. He explains that guns are for military men and not for civilians like him. Fellow fighter Adil Lafifi agrees. He's a construction consultant who has been assigned an anti-aircraft gun. The 35-year-old says stability in the new Libya will depend on people giving up their arms. He says he's prepared to hand over his heavy weapon as soon as Gaddafi is caught. That attitude is what rebel leaders are hoping for as they figure out how best to reclaim the guns and heavy weapons now on Libya's streets. Mustafa Abdel Jalil, who heads the Rebel Transitional Council, made this appeal at a recent news conference. The heroic youth fought epic battles, he said, and those youth must assure the world that they will lay down their arms as soon as the conflict ends. Shamsuddin Ben Ali is the council's chief spokesman.
What would a person want to do with an automatic weapon, such as a Kalashnikov, other than have possible other intentions? So most people would be advised to turn it in.
Ben Ali estimates the reclamation could take a year. He says the council will use public service announcements and cash if necessary to get people to cooperate. But Ben Ali predicts there will likely be some troublemakers who will hang on to the guns they have.
They will have a grace period to turn their weapons in. After that, anybody found with a heavy weapon will face the full force of the law.
The rebel military spokesman, Colonel Ahmed Bani, is more optimistic. He believes tribal elders will bring pressure on their clan members to cooperate. He says it's not part of modern Libyan culture to own weapons. Bani adds even he has never carried a weapon during his 30-year military career. He says Gaddafi wouldn't allow it.
Before it was forbidden to have a gun. Forbidden why? Not because Muammar Gaddafi, he likes the people, he likes to be in safe. No. Because he doesn't want anybody to have a gun because he's afraid of that gun. Maybe they will shoot him or something like that.
He adds that in the future, the new government might allow Libyans to own handguns if they register them. But other than that, weapons will only be given to policemen and soldiers answering to the new Libyan government, Bani says. For now, Libyans openly carry their guns, even in cities like Benghazi that are firmly in rebel hands. Many fire them into the air to celebrate, like at this recent homecoming of a freed prisoner. Ahmed Abdul Wahab works at a cafe in downtown Benghazi. He says a lot of his friends have guns, and that money might induce some to return them to the new government. But he adds others want to keep their guns as a memento, or just to fire them into the air at parties. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Benghazi.
Libya's new government is still chasing down members of the old regime. Rebels claim they have captured Muammar Gaddafi's foreign minister, though they have not offered details of that capture. The man the rebels want most, of course, is Muammar Gaddafi himself. His son, Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, has made a statement about that on a Syrian television channel and some other outlets. He said, quote, "Our leadership is fine. We're drinking tea and coffee."